Do you believe in God?
My mom is going to watch this, so yes.
Your mom's going to watch you say that.
I think it's the lack of hope that comes and gets you. See, I believe in hope. I believe in belief.
Let me tell you what I believe. I believe it. I believe we will face everything.
I believe that we will win.
Oh, goodness.
This one's a polarizing question, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love?
Before we go on any further, I need to take care of just a few items of family business. A little over a month ago, we brought out a couple that we ended up hiring to be our new youth pastors, and they've been making plans to come up here to Wisconsin, and I just found out yesterday they're moving here this Friday. This Friday, the Elliots are joining us here at Focus Church, and we're excited. They'll be here for One Church, One Gathering, and from then on, it's going to be awesome. Secondly, at One Church, One Gathering, we're going to have something special. You see, you might have noticed somewhere around here that in our parking lot or around town, there are some cars out there that have a Focus Church sticker in the back window. And I just heard a story this week about someone who said, hey, Pastor, I've been inviting someone to come to Focus Church, and they've been like kind of pushing me off and everything and saying, yeah, maybe sometime I will. But this week they contacted them and they said, hey, I'm coming to church with you this weekend. And she's like, why? What changed your mind? And she said, well, I was driving in town, and I pulled up to a stoplight, and there was a car in front of me that said Focus Church on the back. And I just took it as a sign from God that I'm supposed to come to church. You never know what God's going to use. And so we're excited that next weekend, when you come to One Church, One Gathering, we're going to have brand new stickers that you can stick on your car, stick it in your window for everybody to see. But let me just give you a little bit of warning. If you have a sticker that says Focus Church on the back of your car, you know where I'm going with this, right? Then we might need to watch some driving habits, right? No, just so we're excited. God can use anything, even drivers who drive bad. So, oh, awesome. Now, I want to also point you towards the fact that we are having our Holy Spirit-focused service. We're going to be ending our message series on that. This is a special Wednesday that we believe that God has more for us. And we're just going to be praying and waiting and believing, just like they did in the book of Acts, and saying, God, show up. God, show us what you want. Give us all that you have for us. We encourage you to be a part of that. Right now, we're on week 7 of a series that we've entitled Believe. And for this series, we've been looking at what does it take to believe? How do we believe? Can we believe again? And we've been looking in the Bible about what happened after Jesus died and was resurrected. You see, most people believe that's where the story ends, but actually, that's just the beginning. You see, after that, the church begins, and Jesus came to this planet for a mission. His mission was to come and to die for our sins, to redeem us, to set us free, so that we can become a part of his family, so we can have a relationship with God. But then Jesus, when he was resurrected, he met with his followers, with his disciples, to say, hey, you have a mission now. I'm now commissioning you. This is the mission for all my followers. He said, go, make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them everything I've taught you, and I will be with you until the end. And when Jesus was meeting with his disciples after his resurrection, he gave them further instructions saying, but wait, this is the mission. You're supposed to do this, but wait. Wait till I send you the Holy Spirit. You're going to need the Holy Spirit in order to do this mission. We've had an assignment while we've been doing this series that we've been reading through the book of Luke. And I won't ask you right now if you've read through the book of Luke, but I'll just give you a warning. Next week, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you read any of the book of Luke during the series. So you got a 1 week's notice to do something, a chapter, something, so you can raise your hand and not lie, because you don't want to lie in church, even though we're going to be outside underneath the tent. Okay, so I'm giving you warning, okay? I'm going to be asking, how many people read some of Luke this series? You're like, yes, that's me. I read a chapter yesterday. We're supposed to have been reading the book of Luke, but Luke was just part one of the story. Luke wrote two books. The second book is Acts. And so if you finish Luke, which has 24 chapters, you want to go into Acts and read a chapter a day. If you did a chapter a day, you'd be done already. You can do this. And the Bible app that we use, which is pretty awesome, it also has an audio version. You can listen to it. Someone can read to you. And so you can do it that way as well. But we've been going through the story and we've been having this challenge because we need to find out what the Bible says ourselves. To not just take Pastor Ryan's word for it. Like, I thank you that you trust me with teaching you with what the Bible says, but we want you to know for yourself what the Bible says. Read it. And we've had quite a few of you contact us and say, Pastor, I just finished the book of Luke, and that's the first time in my entire life that I've read a whole book of the Bible. And I think that could be a lot of us, that we could do this, to actually know for ourselves what it actually says. That's what we're doing. You see, as we've been going through this series, we're building up to the end. We're going to ask for all that God has for us. But when Jesus was on this planet, Luke recorded this in Acts chapter 1. He recorded what's going to happen. He said, you're going to wait until I send the Holy Spirit. You're going to wait. He said, but when it happens, you're going to be my witnesses when you're empowered. That when the Holy Spirit comes, you're going to be empowered to be my witness. You're going to have boldness to be my witnesses. And then he describes exactly where they're going to be witnesses to. And he says, you're going to be my witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And what Jesus was putting out was a blueprint, a target of where are we going to do this? And what he was actually translating, if we were to put that into today's terms, it's like, you're going to be a witness where you live. Like in your community, in your state, in your nation, and through the ends of the entire world, every country there is. This is what we're supposed to be doing when we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. Today is a very special day for us because we actually have some people here who are missionaries. And these are our missionaries, Focus Church missionaries that represent this church, and they minister in the country of Thailand. And in the country there, these are just normal, everyday people who just said yes to God. That God said, hey, you want to say yes to me? I want you to reach the people in Thailand. That's to the ends of the earth. Now, I know that we all can't go to Thailand, okay? We all can't go to the ends of earth, but someone has to. And we need to support them. We need to be a part of it. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, if you came today looking for hope, for peace, for purpose, for focus to your life, then I've got some good news for you. There is hope found in Jesus. And at the end of this message, we're going to give you the opportunity to receive that hope. Without further ado, I want to introduce to you the Powells, our missionaries to Thailand. And we got a video clip to kind of show you kind of what they've been doing and what it looks like there in Thailand. And after the video is over, they're going to be coming up on stage. But after that video ends, I want you to cheer for them. We're going to celebrate them. We're thankful that they've joined us here today. So let's take a look. Let's be introduced to the Powells.
Hey, we are the Powell family, empowering the church in Thailand. We've had a refreshing and fruitful time stateside this past year as we have been sharing with old and new partners how God is at work in the Buddhist world and in Thailand specifically.
We want to also thank all of the individuals, families, businesses, and churches that support our family's ministry through faithful prayers and giving, sharing the vision of the never reached of Thailand.
In June 2023, we will be heading back to Thailand for our next 40-year term. We will be based out of the International Assemblies of God Church in Bangkok. We plan to work hand-in-hand with this amazing team to reach the large Thai and international communities,
which will provide opportunities for Thai churches and teams from around the world to do outreaches in schools, youth prisons, and rural communities to share the gospel and connect them to the local church.
Thank you for partnering with us to empower the church in Thailand.
Let's give it up for the Powell family as they join us on the stage. So we have Brandon and Rachel, and there's three more members of this family, and they're in the lower level right now in our Next Gen ministry. Tell us who they are.
Yeah, we have three kids. Our oldest is 8. Her name's Lena, and then Jory is 6. And then our son, Leo, is 15 months. Yeah.
Now, I met this family at the beginning of this year, really. And it really came about because Brandon contacted me, and he's like, hey, Pastor, is there any time we could get together? And I want to talk about maybe Focus Church partnering with us and the ministry we're doing in Thailand. I'm like, okay, let's talk. And so we were meeting. We were having a meal together, and they were describing what the work is that they're doing in Thailand, and what they're doing is reaching the next generation. And we're like, okay, we're in. We want to be a part of reaching the next generation. But he said, can we come visit the people at Focus? And really, we said, you know what? Yes, we want you to visit the people of Focus Church, but we want to pick a very special time. And we said, when are you going back to Thailand? And they're like, we're going back like the 1st of June. We're like, okay, what's the closest weekend to that? Because we want to bless and send you to Thailand. And so we've been planning for a while that this weekend they would be with us. So that means it's almost time to leave. Yeah. When are you leaving? How many more days?
9 days already, yep.
9 days, wow. Now, I imagine there's a lot of work that's got to take place to get ready to go. 9 days, if it was 9 days, we're leaving the country. I mean, what kind of things are you having to do in the next 9 days?
There's a little stress, you know, here and there. Lots of packing. We're living up in Green Bay in an apartment right now. We're about 50% packed, but there's only so much you can pack while you still need to eat on your dinner table and, you know, sit on your couch in the evening. So very strategic planning and selling of things and getting rid of things because we head over for a 4-year term. And so pretty much not much is what we're leaving in storage. We're just pretty much taking most of the stuff with us at this point.
It's a lot to plan for 4 years. Like, hey, what do you need for the next 4 years? So tell us a little bit. You guys all travel there by plane. They have small children. Tell us, what does that look like? How do you get to Thailand? What do you do?
Yes, we are flying the east route, which is a little different. Usually you go west over California, over to like Japan. But we are going to Finland. It's just the best route that worked for our family. So we have a 10-hour flight to Finland and then a 10-hour flight to Bangkok. So about 20 hours in the air.
Wow. And then I've heard that a family member is already on their way.
Yes. We have a 6th member of our family, our dog, who is actually from Thailand. He's a Thai dog. And tomorrow he is heading back before we do, which he has a layover in Germany. So it's kind of interesting. But yeah, he'll be there when we get there.
Wow. It's crazy just to think about what that looks like. And that's so... Now, it takes a lot to actually be a missionary. Like, not just anyone can go do this. I mean, you've got to be called by God to do this. And so tell us just briefly about your journey. Like, how did you become a missionary? Why are you a missionary, and why Thailand?
Sure, yeah. So both of us, Rachel and I, both felt calls and missions in different seasons of our life. For me, it was in high school, and Rachel, it was in college. And while we were just studying the Word and reading, we were able to see God's game plan for us. And being both of us just being filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, there's just this new desire to love the people that God loves. And so as we read the Scripture, we're able to see God's game plan, like Pastor Ryan, you just talked about a few moments ago, about, you know, locally, nationally and globally to the ends of the earth. And it's when we read that passage of Scripture, you know, it's really interesting whenever you read the Word in different countries, that we've had a chance to be on many different missions trips growing up and getting to read the Word of God in different countries. Like, wow, the people in this country are reading the Word of God and saying, wow, God is saying to go to the ends of the earth. And you know what's really interesting to think about? Whenever Jesus gave the command to go, he had in mind places like America, right? Which would later become America, to the ends of the earth. We are the ends of the earth, and we are byproducts of apostles and missionaries. You're able to be in a church freely worshiping a risen king who died for you, gave his life for you because someone sacrificed something, if not everything, for this cause. And so now what we understand, we had a chance to go to Thailand, I had a chance to go and see the Thailand. What we realized is that, wow, there are people in Thailand still, since Jesus said to go like 2,000 years ago, this is the ends of the earth. Most people in Thailand have never heard the gospel before. They never heard the name of Jesus yet. There's not many churches where they can go to and learn about the gospel. this broke our heart. And as we had a chance to go and present the gospel in this one village, I'll never forget, as we shared stories about from the Bible and about Jesus, as we were leaving that day, all these kids ran up to me and were pulling on my shirt, and they were saying, Brayesu, Brayesu, which is Jesus in Thai. And I turned to the missionary and said, like, oh, what are they saying? Are they saying Jesus? Am I hearing them correctly? And she's like, yeah, they're actually asking, when are we coming back to share more stories from the Bible, more stories about Jesus? And I'm like, yeah, when are we coming back? This is awesome. And she sadly turned to me and she said, Brandon, there's really not enough time, not enough resources, not enough boots on the ground to be able to respond to every request. This is just one request of many other different villages and stuff, just like this on the way back to where we live 12 hours from here. And so I said, what can we do? And she said, Brandon, pray the harvest is ready, but the workers are few. Pray that God sends workers. And so Rachel and I began doing that, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit, just a desire to see, and just a sadness too. It's like, wow, these people, they want to know Jesus, but there's no one to respond. God, send workers. And as we were praying, we just really felt the Holy Spirit turn that back around at us. And I just want to say, it wasn't like a, oh man, you tricked us, God. No, it was like it made sense. And it aligned with our heart. It connected with our spirit. We're like, absolutely, God, we will go. Yeah.
So awesome. They just said they would go. They were praying for workers, and he said, you're it, tag, go. And so when you're there and you are ministering, tell us a little bit about, like, what do you miss about America? What is your family life like? And just kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, Thailand is a beautiful country. There's so many great things. But the main thing that we miss, something so simple, is just the American grocery store. There's nothing like a Walmart where it's a one-stop shop where you can go and get everything that you need in one trip. Honestly, grocery shopping is like a whole day activity sometimes, because you got to go to this store that has this item, and across town there's this place, and then you mix in Bangkok traffic with all of that. And so, we really miss just like Target. And then, of course, Chick-fil-A. You got to miss Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and just kind of a mom question, do your kids go to school there? What does that look like?
Yeah, our kids go to, we're really fortunate, very blessed, that we have a great international Christian school in Bangkok, and we live very close to it. So our girls will be in first and third grade. Leo's not in school yet, but we're very blessed with this community, so.
Now, I imagine you had to learn a language, and so we want to hear, like, how did you do that, and could you say something to us in the language, like, we want to hear it.
Yes, for sure. So if I were to say Ajahn Chali O Kun Sui Mak Na Khrap, it means, oh, Pastor Chali, you're very beautiful. But if I say Ajahn Chali Kun Sui Mak Na Khrap, means, oh, it means, Pastor Chali, you're very bad luck. So Sui and Sui. There's five different tones that can mean five different things, depending on how you say each word. And so you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, way worse than that, trust me, we've learned.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you have just finished, you finished a three-year term of living over there. You lived there 3 years. Then you've been back in America for a year and a half. And this is a period of time that is known as itineration. And so they've been traveling to different churches that have been supporting them to visit with them, but then also to look for other churches and partners like us to say, hey, will you support us as we go back? And they're going to be spending 4 years this time there. And what I love about partnering with them is that not only are they going to be working, reaching people for Jesus and sharing the hope of Jesus, but they're also helping bring in teams from America to come visit for short-term missions trips. As a matter of fact, we're already in partnership with them that we are planning a Focus Church missions trip in 2024 to Thailand, yes, to visit them. Yeah, yep. And in order to prepare for that, Shali and I are going to be going this fall as a scouting trip to see what it's like, so we can experience it and to see how best Focus Church can be a part of it as we bring a team back next year. And so we're excited. We're committed to Thailand. Yeah. So it's cool. So tell us, though, what is it that you do to reach people in Thailand?
Like, yeah.
not just live there.
Sure, right. Yeah. Well, we're so excited to welcome hopefully many of you over to Thailand. And one of the our favorite things that we get to do there, and one of the things that many of you will get to see, is the Youth Foundation that we are planning to launch. Actually, we did a soft launch last month in April, and then 2 weeks ago, we experienced our first convert to Christianity, to Christ, follower of Christ, just this a couple weeks ago, which is awesome as a result of that launch. And what's really beautiful is that we get to go in.
Time out. We want to cheer for that. Let's cheer for that. That's awesome. Yeah. Yes.
We were so excited. Actually, I was at a different church, and right before I went up on the stage, I get a notification. He sends pictures and a video. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So I was really jazzed to go up on the stage and talk about that. But my goodness, it's just so exciting that even technology, we're able to stay connected. And really, I mean, you're probably going to show this in a few moments. You guys actually already support us. And a lot of those funds that you've already sent over help to start that, because you really are able to celebrate that, because you are a direct result of that, of those givings to that salvation. So it's just so cool. But there's many incarcerated youth in one of the cities that we helped plant a church in December 2020. And this church kind of partnered with us to go into this youth prison. And anytime that we have teams come from the States, we have tremendous opportunities. Actually, when teams come, it opens up so many doors for us to go into to schools, to the youth prisons, to other communities, because they if there's a country that loves America more than Americans do, it's Thailand. I don't understand why, but they don't want to learn British English. They don't want to learn Australian or South African English. They want to learn American English. And so you have a team from America coming in. They're like, yes, sign me up. Whereas if it's just the church or just us even, it's like, okay, yeah, maybe one day eventually. When we have a team that hit here for a week, they're like, okay, doors wide open, come to us. And so we get to share the gospel in creative ways through teaching English or fun games. And what that does is it opens up the door for the church to come in afterwards and follow up with discipleship opportunities and respond to the people who have made a decision that they want to learn more about Jesus or more about the gospel. So it's really beautiful. It's so awesome. And I mentioned the incarcerated youth. There's about 400 students at this one prison really close to the church. They're ages 10 to 20. They're there for petty crimes to more serious crimes, tattoos all over their face, usually marked up by gangs. And to be Thai is to be Buddhist. There's no distinction. And so Buddhism teaches that whatever you've done in a previous life, your current life is a result of that. So good things, you have a good life. Bad things, you have a bad life. And so hopefully in this life, you'll do enough good things, at least better things, to have a better life in the future. And so all of those students right there who are in jail, they've already messed up a previous life, and they've probably in this life done so many bad things. And so they're just on a bad trajectory. No one wants to spend time with them. No one really wants to invest anything in them, because they're like, oh, well, you did something else in a previous life, so you kind of deserve this. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit, and you just pay your penance. And so no one really goes into them. And so we had a chance to go with the church, like, hey, we would love a chance to you know, come in and do some opportunities just to share hope with them and peace with them. And we got to share the prodigal son message with them, and we got to see how the church welcomed in two boys who called the pastor and said, hey, we want to, you gave us your phone number to call you if we have any nowhere to go when we got out of jail, and so here we are, we're calling you. What does that mean? And the pastor's like, Brandon, go pick them up in your vehicle. And that vehicle was actually a vehicle purchased by the youth of Wisconsin, part of the youth of Focus Church, a speed of light vehicle. We had to take that vehicle, go to the youth prison, pick those two boys up, take them to the church, and see how the church welcomed them in like the prodigal sons that they were. And now those two boys actually are being trained to be baristas because of this youth foundation that has made the connection with them at a local coffee shop. And so it's just so cool to see how holistically through this youth foundation that they are coming to know Christ, but they're also getting a chance to better their lives, and the community is taking note of that. It's really special.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're investing in the next generation, a generation that a lot of people are written off. Yeah. And that's so cool. Now, you mentioned, though, that to be Thai is to be Buddhist, and Buddhism has such a stronghold over the southeast portion of Asia that it's really hard for people to change, to accept Jesus. But if there is ever any hope, it is from Jesus, from a standpoint of it could take us forever to figure out a plan or to be smart enough or put together a strategy, but the Holy Spirit in a moment could accomplish what it would take us a lifetime to plan. And so you guys have brought a video that we're going to show here in a moment that talks about just the impact of Buddhism on this area and how we're believing that we can change the map, that the work our missionaries are doing in this area, including a country like Thailand, to say, hey, we can make a difference. We're bringing hope that's found in Jesus. So let's take a look at this video and see how we can change the map.
In 1813, Adoniram Judson, a missionary to Burma, looked over thousands of temples and pagodas and spoke these prophetic words. Weep over your falling temples. Retire from the scenes of your past greatness. The churches of Jesus will soon supplant these idolatrous monuments, and the chantings of Buddha will die away before the Christian hymn of praise. Judson did not live to see the fulfillment of this prophecy. After 200 years of missionary labor, Buddhism still looks as strong and immovable as the fortress of Jericho did. The gospel impact on the Buddhist world seems like small cracks in these walls that have stood for hundreds and in some places even thousands of years. Nearly 1 billion people live imprisoned by Buddhism and its demanding rituals. Places like Laos, Myanmar, and Vietnam are less than 5% Christian, with Thailand, Nepal, Cambodia, Japan, and others with less than 1%. Something has to change. As we circle these massive walls, we know that powerful, fervent prayer is the key to seeing them crumble. Focused intercession has the power to kick down doors, to break chains, to set the captives free. Will you march with an army of prayer warriors for the Buddhist world? Your prayers can change a heart, change a city, change a nation, and change the map.
We're believing that we can change the map, and I don't know if you caught it in the video, but in Thailand, less than 1% Christian, 98% Buddhist, I mean 1% Muslim, right? I mean, this is a place that needs Jesus, and we're so grateful that you said yes to God, and we've been describing these missionaries as our missionaries, but the last time I checked, most of us, if we were to look at Jesus' Great Commission, that we're supposed to go and make disciples, baptize them, all that thing, that we're all supposed to do that, but we can't all get up and go to Thailand, can we? We don't have the capacity, we don't have the capability, we don't have the wherewithal, we can't. So does that mean we're not good followers of Jesus if we're not going and do it? Well, no. Because actually it takes all sorts of people working together as a team in order to make it happen. Now here's what I know. My favorite NFL team won the Super Bowl this last year, the Kansas City Chiefs. And when the new season starts here in just a few short months, they're going to have a ring ceremony. And they're going to present rings to the Super Bowl champions. But they won't have just rings for the players who played on the field during that one game in February. They're going to have rings for the coaches, and they're going to have rings for the trainers. They're going to have rings for the owners and for the people who worked in the office. They're going to have people who worked at the front desk and people who worked at the tickets. Everybody who's a part of the organization gets a ring because it took the entire organization to win. And the same thing is true when it comes to God and his plan for reaching the world. that only a few people can actually be boots on the ground, that can actually be there in the other country. But there needs to be a partnership. There needs to be a team that we need them and they need us in order to accomplish the Great Commission. You may say, hey, how do we do that? What do we do? Well, you know what? You give to support them. And you say, Pastor, I haven't given anything. I don't even know who these people are. Well, let me tell you. When you give to Focus Church, everything that comes in the Focus Church, we take 10% of it out and we use it to support missionaries. So when you give to Focus Church, you have been giving to these missionaries. You support these missionaries, the Powell family. So you are on the team. That's an awesome thing. Yes, we get to support them. And when we bless them and we take care of them and we give to projects, it comes from your giving. Focus Church believes in investing in the Great Commission and investing in the next generation, and we are a part of this. But giving financially the resources is just part of being a part of the team, but we also need to be praying. We need to be praying. We need to be praying for them on a constant basis. As a matter of fact, after the service is done today, they're going to be hanging out in the lobby. They've taken over our connection table, and they've set up a display of some items and stuff and pictures they have from Thailand. But there's something special that's on their table that we want to make sure you take note of. There's something called a prayer card, and it's a picture of their family, and it talks about where they're at in Thailand, that they're missionaries to Thailand. And it's designed for you to take one of those and to put it in a place to remind you on a weekly basis that you need to pray for the mission work for our missionaries in Thailand. Yeah. So maybe that's on your fridge. Maybe you tape that to your monitor at your desk at work or somewhere, someplace that can remind you that you need to pray. See, when we pray and when we give, we're just as much part of the team in Thailand as they are. Yeah. And we are all accomplishing the Great Commission together. Such an awesome thing. Yeah. Now, with you guys leaving in just a few short days, we imagine there's some things that you need in order to take over there, because there's stuff that you can only get here that you need over there and everything. And so, as a matter of fact, we asked them, like, hey, what's your packing list look like? What do you still need to buy in order to pack this week to go to Thailand? And so they sent us a list of what they're buying at Target and Amazon. And we thought, you know what? What if we just took care of that for them? And so we sent Pastor Shalee out, and she took some people out, and they went and got these things. Pastor Aubrey, can you come out with this bucket of the stuff that they need in order to go to Thailand? Wow. Look at here. Look what we got here. All sorts of stuff that's on their list, what they need to pack. Oh, yeah. Pastor Shalee, you helped purchase this thing, and there's some interesting items in this bucket.
Yeah, there are, because, you know, you don't always think about the things that you would need if you went somewhere for 4 years that you might not get there. So, you know, I use a certain brand of toothpaste. I'm sure you use a certain brand of toothpaste. Well, they use a certain brand, and so there's quite a bit of toothpaste in there because, you know, 4 years. I did hear, however, that toothpaste expires, so you can only take so much with you. And then, you know, when we go on a missions trip, we'll have to bring a little more with us so that they can have more. And then, you know, some other things, like they can't get crayons in Thailand, and so there's crayons and stuff in there. It's kind of fun. I also am like, well, I guess you do need Tums. I mean, for sure, especially when you're changing some food. And there's vitamins and all kinds of stuff. And even deodorant. I was like, oh, yeah. And we were talking, Rachel and I, that they don't have stick deodorant there. So it's kind of cool that, you know, we got to provide some of those awesome, awesome little things for them.
So we helped them get ready already because they don't have to go to the store. We got all the things that were on their list, helping them pack and to get ready. But that's not it, Pastor Shalee, because they also told us that because they're going over so long and they got young kids, they need to buy some clothes that they're planning on going shopping this week to pack clothes, taking their suitcases over with them. And we thought, you know what? What can we do to help? And let me just tell you, with these gifts and everything, you bought these gifts. Because when you give to Focus Church, you make it possible for us to bless these missionaries. And so, Pastor Aubrey, bring out this box out here. We got this box because we want to help them some more. Oh, look at this. Pastor Shalee, can you hold this here? We know you have to go shopping, and we said, so where do you want to go shopping? They're like, well, we want to buy the kids some clothes at Target, and so we're like, great, we want to help out. And so here is a couple gift cards to Target to help it, but Pastor Shalee, last I checked, they have three kids, so let's make it three gift cards to Target so you can go clothes shopping with them. But you're taking, you know, little one, he's going to be on a plane for two 10-hour trips. maybe at Target you don't buy just some clothes, but something to keep them occupied. Yeah. So we're like, okay, let's get something for the boy to do that. And but we can't leave out the girls. We shouldn't leave out the girls because that would be not fair. They need something too. So you know what? How about we do this? How about two more Target gift cards for the girls so that you can get something for them? And you know, maybe they need something. Maybe there's something we forgot to put on the list and we didn't get at Target. And so how about we just, you know what? How about two more gift cards to Target so that you can get what you need? Look at, okay, he's got a straight there. He's going on, you know. But they also said that, hey, there's another place we want to shop at, and we want to shop at Old Navy because we need to get some clothes for the kids, and they need clothes for them, and so.
It's hot there.
It's hot there. Oh, shorts. You probably need some shorts, and Old Navy's got some great shorts. So how about Rachel, why don't you go get yourself a pair of shorts, okay? Old Navy gift card. But we can't just have Rachel go get some shorts. How about we have Brandon go get some shorts? And then the kids are like, hey, we need shorts, Mom and Dad, okay? So you know what? How about let's just help the kids out. Let's get them some clothes from Old Navy as well. There's the three of them. And you know what? One pair is not going to cut. You know, this will cover maybe something else there. And you know, there's been inflation. You know, clothes cost more than what they do. So you know what? How about some more gift cards to Old Navy? And hopefully it's now we're doing an exercise of whether or not he can hold all these gift cards in his hands. You know, he about dropped them. But there's one other thing they said they need. And they said, well, Rachel and I really need some new jeans. We've kind of worn out our jeans. He's like, I'm being careful how I hold my legs because these are like the last time I can wear these jeans. Here. And they said, but Pastor, we only really buy jeans from one place, American Eagle. So we're like, okay, why don't you get yourself some jeans from American Eagle? But how about you get a second pair as well? And wait, that works for Rachel. But how about Brandon? How about we hook you up too, and you can get a couple pair of jeans here. Let's give a hand to the pals here. They get to go shopping. Yes. That's a lot, you know. And thank you for giving to Focus Church, because that enables us to be able to do this, to bless them before they go. And if only that was it. You see, we told them that, hey, we have three services, and so you have to act surprised every service, you know. So we're like, hey, let's do something else, you know. So Pastor Aubrey, let's bring out this next bag. We like being generous here. I mean, like, that's one of our focuses as a church, is that grateful people give generously. And so we got a gift here. This is for the girls, because we're like, hey, what, you know, the girls, what are they going to do with this time? They're like, oh, Grandma and Grandpa got them tablets. And I said, so did you get them headphones? Like, oh, we forgot. Wow. And so we have noise-canceling headphones for the girls. So they plug into their tablets for the plane flight. It'll also help with the sound and everything. Yes. That's awesome. There you go, for the girls. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yep. But that's not all. But wait, there's more. Because there's another gift bag I want Pastor Aubrey to bring out here, because we want to really, really bless their socks off and be a blessing to them. So go ahead, open up. I won't share what this is. You can just figure out what this is.
Wow.
We got them brand new Apple Watches.
Wow.
They have some really old ones that they're wearing. Give them a hand. Yeah, it's Apple Watches. This is so they know exactly how hot it is in Thailand. Or to keep track of what time is it back in Sun Prairie, you know? For wow, what's the difference in time zone?
12 hours.
12 hours. Crazy. You know what? They've been a great sport. They told us that they're really good at acting, at being surprised. And we told them, you're going to have to act to be surprised. But we're going to really test that out right now.
Goodness.
Because, wait, there's more. There's something else. Something that they haven't opened yet. Something that we found out that they have a need, and we wanted to make sure that we could take care of them. So we have a box for you to open up here.
You're better at it.
This one's wrapped in paper because it's only going to get opened once. One time. You guys get to see this for the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible.
What is it? You have to use the microphone so we can all hear. What are we seeing?
It's a MacBook Pro.
They needed a new computer.
Thank you, guys.
So here's what I heard. I said, so what kind of computer do you have? And they're like, well,
Before we went to Thailand the last time, right before we left, the church let us keep the church computer that was already used to take over to Thailand, and we're kind of hoping that it lasts us the next 4 years, too. And I'm like, uh-uh. And so we found out, and here's the deal. We didn't chintz out on this. This is the top of the line one, because here's the deal. Our missionary said yes to God. They're making sacrifices. They're making a difference. And we want to say we are in your corner. We love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you saying yes to being a model for that. And Focus Church is behind you. Go reach the next generation of Thailand for Jesus. Thank you. And we can't wait to be a part of the story being written here. Yeah.
One of the kids in the previous service asked, what is a missionary? And she said, a missionary is someone who doesn't have money. I'm like, okay.
There we go. So here's what we're going to do. See, in Acts chapter 13, it describes that the church was praying one day, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, hey, I want you to set aside Barnabas and Saul, that I've got a special assignment for them. And so the church took Barnabas and Saul, and they took them to the middle, and they laid hands on them, they prayed for them, and they sent them out. And what they sent them out was to become missionaries, to go do the work, to go take the good news to other countries. And that's how we're going to finish our time here together. In a minute, we're going to ask the Powells to step down off the stage, and we're going to ask you to gather around them. We're going to lay our hands on them. We're going to pray for them, and we're going to say, go with God. We're going to send them out to Thailand. 9 days. 9 days is when they're going. And so let's do this together. We've blessed you, and now we're going to send you guys. If you'll join us down on the floor here, those who want, come stand around them. Let's lay hands on them. Let's put our hands towards them as we pray. This is our moment here. These are our missionaries that we're sending back to Thailand. They're going to make a difference. This youth foundation is going to make a difference. We're reaching the next generation. And so let's pray right now for the Powell family. God, we thank you that the Powell family is here, that they said yes to you, that you put it on their heart that there would be workers in Thailand who would reach this next generation for you. And God, you flipped it on them and said, you're the ones. I want you to go. And God, they've been obedient to this. And God, I pray blessing upon them for their obedience. God, we pray that as they leave from this place, as they go back to Thailand in 9 days, God, that you would provide for them, that you would meet their needs, that you would take care of all the chaos and schedules and all the to-do lists, everything required to go and move internationally. God, we pray protection over them. We pray for health and healing. God, we pray for the children. God, that this be the best experience of their life, that as they see mom and dad models saying yes to you, God, that they would grow up as lifelong followers of you. God, put it on their heart to say yes to you for whatever you have for them as well. God, as they head back to Thailand, God, I pray that you open up doors, that you would open up ideas and creativity of ways that they can reach more and do more. God, we're claiming that it's no longer going to be less than 1% in Thailand. We're believing for more. God, we know that in our own mind and our own abilities, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do anything. God, you can change in a moment what it take us a lifetime to figure out. So God, we pray that you use this family to do a mighty work to reach many for you, that we see the fruits of labor. God, help us to be that support. Remind us to pray for them. Remind us to support them financially. Lord, we look forward to the opportunity to actually be there and see firsthand what you are doing through them in reaching this nation for you. So God, we say thank you for the palace, but now we say go. We say, go to the ends of the earth. Go to Thailand. God, be with them as they go, as they follow you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen. Thank you, Powell family. They're going to be headed down to the lower level right now to meet with our elementary kids who get to see a real life missionaries. And what's going to be awesome is the last group of people who are going to pray for them are going to be the elementary kids who are going to gather around them, place hands on them, and pray and send them to Thailand, which is just, this is an amazing thing to be a part of. Today, we've been talking about hope. We've been talking about people who need hope. And for these next few moments, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, to bow your heads as we take just a moment, a pause, to talk about hope.
You see, we said at the beginning that if you came today looking for hope, that hope is found in Jesus. You may have been wondering why you're watching online today or why you're here in person today, and you've been searching. You've been trying to figure out what's the meaning to life and how can I shake this feeling of hopelessness I experience that every time I try to do things myself, it doesn't work out and I mess up and I can't break the cycle. I'm going to tell you, there's hope that's found in Jesus. God loves you so much. He has such a future for you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that I have a future for you. I have plans for you, plans to give you a hope and to give you a future. And if we go one more verse, it says, if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, you got to go all in. Today's the day that it can all change. Whether you're here in person, online, watching, today's the day that you can say yes to God. That just as we heard from the Powell family who said yes to going to Thailand, today it starts from the very beginning for you to just say yes with your life. Say, God, I'm going all in. That if you can do anything, I believe that you can do something with me. That you can change me. That you can forgive me. That you can set me free. And you say, Pastor, how do I do this? What do I got to do? The Bible says we got to do two things. One, we got to believe. We got to believe that God loves us, that he sent his son who died and paid the price for our sin. And secondly, we got to say it. We got to say, God, I'm putting you in charge of my life. I want you to be the boss of me. I'm going to follow you with my life. And it's in that moment when we have that conversation with God, we call it prayer. It's in that moment that we're forgiven, that we're set free, that we become a part of God's family, that we have purpose and mission and hope in life. There's focus to our life. And God gives us even a group of people to journey together with. That's what this family is, the Focus family, Focus Church. So I want to help you with this prayer. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray this prayer in bite-sized pieces out loud. I'm going to encourage you to repeat after me out loud. But don't worry, you're not going to be praying alone because we're asking the entire Focus family, even those who are watching online, to pray this prayer with us. See, no one prays alone at Focus Church. This is the most important thing we do. We're focused on helping people find God's place in their life. So let's pray right now. Say, Dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much. You sent your son, Jesus, to pay the price for me. I want to live for you, with you in charge. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.